Hello, and welcome to EVI Industries' earnings call for the first quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30, 2025. I am Henry Nahmad, Chairman and CEO of EVI. Before we proceed, we would like to disclose our cautionary statement. This earnings call contains forward-looking statements as defined by SEC rules and regulations. Forward-looking statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, including those set forth in our earnings press release issued today, and in our SEC filings, including the risk factor section of our annual report on Form 10-K for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2024. Actual results may differ materially from those expressed in or implied by the forward-looking statements. This call also includes a discussion of adjusted EBITDA, which is a non-GAAP financial measure that the company believes is useful in evaluating performance. Please refer to our earnings press release issued today for additional information regarding adjusted EBITDA, including the definition of adjusted EBITDA and a reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA to net income, the most comparable GAAP financial measure. Before we get started, I want to share my appreciation to the nearly 800 valued employees that make up EVI today. Our people are the most valuable asset we have, and without their devotion to our company, our mission, and the thousands of customers we serve, the consistent progress we have made towards achieving our long-term growth goals would not be possible. Today, I will summarize our operating results for the first quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30, 2025, and I will share our progress in connection with our long-term goals. The first quarter of fiscal 25 is highlighted by record revenues of $94 million, record gross profit of $29 million, record gross margin of 30.8%, record operating income of $5 million, record net income of $3.2 million, or 3.5%, and record adjusted EBITDA of $7.6 million, or a record 8.1%. During the first fiscal quarter of 25, we also completed one acquisition, continued the implementation of our new field service technologies across certain regional operations, and declared a special cash dividend of $4.6 million, the largest dividend in EVI's history. It is also worth highlighting that a second acquisition was consummated shortly after the completion of the first fiscal quarter. This was achieved all while we continue to make investments across our business in the pursuit of our long-term growth goals. And now our operating results. We have undertaken various initiatives to drive growth and profitability, and to transform the technological infrastructure and capabilities of our company. As a result of these initiatives, we are realizing steady growth in key operating performance metrics, including a greater level of operating leverage. As we continue our efforts to grow, implement best operating practices, and deploy advanced technologies, we expect to continue to achieve a greater level of operating performance. To that end, revenue for the first quarter of 25 reflects steady fulfillment of customer sales orders from our backlog and appropriately stocked inventory, installations in connection with equipment sales, the sale of parts and accessories, and the performance of maintenance and repair services. These factors contributed to a 6% increase in revenue as compared to the same period of the prior fiscal year. In connection with such growth, gross profit increased 12% to a record $29 million and gross margin increased to a record 30.8%. Additionally, we benefited from initiatives undertaken to improve operating efficiencies, which resulted in a 92% increase in operating income from $2.6 million to a record $5 million, a 152% increase in net income from $1.3 million to a record 3.2, or 3.5% of revenue, and a 27% increase in adjusted EBITDA from $6 million to a record $7.6 million, or a record 8.1% of revenue. From a financial strength and liquidity perspective, during the first fiscal quarter, operating activities provided cash of $200,000 compared to $1.5 million of cash provided by operating activities during the 3 months ended September 30, 2023. This $1.3 million decrease in cash provided by operating activities was primarily attributable to changes in working capital, partially offset by an increase in net income. The increase in net debt from $8.3 million at June 30 of 24 to $15.5 million at September 30th of 24, was primarily attributable to cash paid in connection with a business acquisition consummated during the quarter, which I will further describe later in this call. Given our growth and profitability prospects, historically solid cash flows, and strong balance sheet with over $100 million of available liquidity, on September 11th, 2024, our board of directors declared a special cash dividend on our common stock of $0.31 per share, the largest dividend in company history. The special cash dividend was paid on October 7th, 2024, to stockholders of record at the close of business on September 26th, 2024. We aim to uphold a philosophy of sharing cash flow through dividends while maintaining a conservative financial position. Future dividends, if any, will be at the discretion of our board of directors and considered in light of certain factors, including investment opportunities, cash flow, general economic conditions, and overall financial condition. On acquisitions, during the first fiscal quarter, we completed the acquisition of Lakeland, Florida-based Laundry Pro of Florida, a distributor of commercial laundry products and a provider of related installation and maintenance services. In addition, following the completion of the first fiscal quarter on November 1st, 2024, we completed the acquisition of Jefferson, Indiana-based Odell Equipment and Supply, another distributor of commercial laundry products and a provider of related installation and maintenance services. We believe that these acquired businesses and their customers will benefit from various resources we will make available to drive growth, profitability, and improve the customer value proposition. A cornerstone of our long-term growth strategy is the acquisition of long-standing, often family-owned businesses. Since 2016, we have acquired 28 businesses. Our strategy includes the preservation of the people, unique culture, and legacies of the acquired businesses, with a goal of forming the single largest, most cohesive, and entrepreneurial organization in the North American commercial laundry distribution and service industry. Given our success, we believe that our entrepreneurial culture, growing technology advantage, strong financial position, and other unique factors provide an attractive home for great businesses, and we are actively pursuing opportunities that meet our financial, strategic, and cultural criteria. It is important to remember that our acquisitions have all been internally sourced, negotiated, diligenced, executed, and integrated by our team that has been working together in Miami, Florida, for 7 years. Our team has a profound appreciation for the sensitive process a family undertakes when contemplating a divestiture of a family-owned business. We exercise flexibility and consideration throughout the buying process and have a tremendous reputation in our industry given our record of successful acquisitions. Considering our growth record and reputation, we continue to actively pursue many acquisition and strategic transactions and opportunities in the commercial laundry industry and related industries. On technology investments, in 2020, we commenced a comprehensive technology initiative to transform EVI into a modern, data-driven company. Since that time, our technology group has grown significantly. Various third-party technology professionals have been retained, and multiple technology initiatives were undertaken with a goal to accelerate sales and profit growth, increase the speed, convenience, and efficiency in serving customers, and extend our reach into new geographies and sales channels, and create scalable operating processes. During the first fiscal quarter, our technology team successfully led efforts to consolidate business units into end-state enterprise resource planning systems, implemented our field service technology at business units in certain regional groups, and launched the configuration and implementation of our planned e-commerce site. While the costs and expenses associated with these and other modernization initiatives adversely impacted our financial performance in the near term, we believe that these technological capabilities will be a catalyst to achieving our long-term growth and profitability goals. In summary, I've said time and again that we will be aggressive in the pursuit of long-term growth, yet conservative in the way we finance our growth, so that we are able to execute on buy-and-build opportunities at any time. Today, EVI is a fundamentally solid business that, under our continuous leadership, has demonstrated consistent growth over many years. We believe that we are well-positioned for continued growth and intend to continue executing on our long-term growth strategy. This concludes my comments related to the first quarter of the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2025. As always, I want to thank our valued employees, our loyal suppliers and customers, and our shareholders for your support and participation in EVI. Until next time, be well.